ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 8, 16. This is also in Canto 10, Chapter 26, Text 19, the very verse. Esha Vashriya Arasyad. Gopa Gokula Nandana Anena Sarvadurgani Yuyam Anjastarishyata Esha Vashriya Adasyad
Esha Vashriya Adasyad
Gopa Gokula Nandana Anena Sarvadurgani
Anena Sarvadurgani
Yuyam Anjastarishyata
Yuyam Anjastarishyata
Esha Vashriya Adasyad
Esha Vashriya Adasyad
Gopa Gokula Nandana
Gopa Gokula
Nandana Anena Sarvadurgani Anjastarishyata transcendental bliss of the cowherd men of Gokula, this child would always act auspiciously for you, and by his grace only, you will surpass all difficulties. Purport. For the cowherd men and the cows, Krishna is the supreme friend. Therefore, he is worshipped by the prayer, Namo Brahmana Dehaya, Go Brahmana Hitayacha. His pastimes in Gokula, his dam, are always favorable to the Brahmanas and the cows. His first business is to give all comfort to the cows and the Brahmanas. In fact, comfort for the Brahmana is secondary, and comfort for the cows is his first concern. Because of his presence, all people would overcome all difficulties and always be situated in transcendental bliss. Om Gyana Termanasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Saksham Tanya Tasmai Shri Gauri Namaha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Pishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Namo Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravana Pachayana Evishesha Shunivadi Pashchata Adishatayana Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Pishtaya Bhutale Srimati Pachupadasya Swami Namo Sachupadnama Nivintam Sarukshanam Bhaktivedanta Maitreya Bhaktivedanta Krishna Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Raita Garada Shri Vasidhi Gaura Bhakti Nityananda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare So when I was reading the verse in text 26, there was no purport. It was not until when Tamahar Prabhu gave class he mentioned these verses had some purport in text 8. And then I finally decided to study it. So the purport within this text itself is based mostly on like the Lord giving protection to the cows and the brahmanas and so forth. But also within that verse, it mentions that the Lord would act auspiciously for Nanda Maharaj, and then by his grace he would overcome all difficulties. So I'd like to discuss a little bit the auspicious activities of the Lord and the difficulties that Nanda Maharaj went through and was saved by, and then the bliss that the cowherd men and the cows felt when they were with Krishna. So first I'll start off with the auspicious activities of the Lord. All the activities the Lord performed are all auspicious. Everything he does is auspicious. It's stated, Janma karma chamidivyam evan yo veti tapataha. Tvakta diham punar janma naiti mam iti suvarjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my parents and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in the material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. So we can see that if you can understand the Lord's activities, how they are transcendental and auspicious, then upon leaving this body, we don't have to come back to this material world. The Lord assured us within the Bhagavad Gita. So everything, whether he's stealing butter, he's stealing yogurt, he's breaking the butter pots, he's teasing the gopis, he's stealing their clothing, he's urinating on the floor, he asked Yudhishthir to tell a lie, he broke his promise in the battlefield by fighting, he took away the kingdom of Bali Maharaj. He shot Raja Bali in the back when he was Lord Ramachandra. He did a rasa dance with the gopis. Whatever his activities are, they're all transcendental and all glorious and all relishable. And if we can come to this understanding, then this is for our benefit and our purification. Apart from coming to protect religious principles or re-establish religious principles, yada yada hi dharma se glani bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam shidamyanam anparachanaya saranam dinashesha adushkitam. And to protect the devotees and vanquish the demons, he had another higher purpose. And this is stated within the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's stated in the Adi Leela 4:24. Mata more putra bhave karena bandhana atihina gyane kare lolana palana. Mother sometimes binds me as her son. She nourishes and protects me, thinking me utterly helpless. My friends climb on my shoulder in pure friendship, saying, what kind of a big man are you? You and I are equal. If my beloved consort reproaches me in a sulky mood, that steals my mind from the reverent hymns of the Vedas. Taking these few devotees with me, I shall descend and sport in various wonderful ways, unknown even in Vaikuntha. I shall broadcast such pastimes by which even I am amazed. Pure attachment will unite us even at the expense of moral and religious duties. Destiny will bring us together and separate us. I shall taste the essence of all these rasas, and in this way I shall favor all the devotees. So this is the higher purpose that the Lord came for. And then the other purpose were secondary. Stated, Vansha Yaiche Krishna Praktaya Karana Asura Samhara Anusanga Prayojana. These desires are the fundamental reason for Krishna's appearance, whereas destroying the demons is only incidental necessity. See? So we see that that the most fundamental reason the Lord came was to exhibit the pastimes with his pure devotees. And so the other reasons were more or less secondary. See, there were secondaries, protecting the devotees, re-establishing religious principles, defeating the demons, see. But they were all accomplished in this pastime. And so, if we can understand how the Lord's activities are all relishable, because some of these activities would seem immoral sometimes, you know, like dancing with the gopis, stealing their clothing and so forth, stealing butter, breaking the pot and so forth. They may seem a little immoral, but because of the Lord's purpose, we have to understand it in this life and see not only that he was here for protection of the devotees. All these activities are transcendental and beneficial for the world, but due to limitations and poor vision, it is difficult to comprehend this total picture. However, if you accept them in good faith and preserve and persevere in our devotional service, higher realizations would emerge. And then the Lord says, Bhakta Mam Abhijanati, in the Bhagavad Gita, one can understand me as I am by devotional service. And then he says, one who knows me, engage in my devotional service. A devotee engaged in auspicious activities does not meet with destruction in this world or in the spiritual world. In a similar way, all Krishna's activities are transcendental. The devotees' activities engaged in Krishna consciousness are also all transcendental and auspicious. See? all the activities, rising early, attending the morning programs, listening to Bhagavatam, serving the deities, taking prasadam, cleaning the kitchen, taking care of the pots, preaching, distributing books, all these activities in all shape and form are all transcendental and special. Whereas the activities of the non-devotees are unbeneficial, see, and they produce no goodness. Srila Prabhupada wrote, non-regulated persons, educated or uneducated, are all full of animal propensities, eating, sleeping, mating, defending. Their activities are never auspicious, and they perpetually remain in material existence. They move due to the laws of karma, hooked by the noose of karma. They move from the heavenly planet to the hellish planet to the earthly planet, and revolve continuously with no hope of liberation. See? Only if by the mercy of the devotees, the pure devotee, can they be saved from this samsara of repeated birth and death. And so we should realize our good fortune and take seriously to the process. Dharma sanush jita pumsam vishvakshena katasuya. All occupational activities performed are useless labor if they do not provoke attraction for the message of Krishna. So we can see here that everything directed towards the pleasure of the Lord is all auspicious. And that is directed towards sense gratification is all inauspicious, binding us to the laws of karma. And so all the activities that Krishna perform, they are all considered auspicious, transcendental, and bring pleasure to the cowherd men in Vraja, because Krishna was pleasing his father Nanda Maharaj. And the other point is, by his grace only, Nanda Maharaj would be protected. Let's see exactly what the verse says. And by his grace only you will surpass all difficulties. And we see that in his pastimes there were so many difficulties, so many demons were attacking them, so many different calamities, even Indra with his incessant rain. All these were great calamities, but Lord Krishna would mitigate all of them. And also one time after Lord Krishna had killed the Kaliya serpent, they were very tired, all the residents, and they slept on the bank of the Kalingi. And that night a great fire surrounded them, a great forest fire. And then Krishna instantaneously swallowed that fire, see, and protected all the residents, including Nanda Maharaj. Then another time, after the rain by Indra and Govardhan worship, Nanda Maharaj went to bathe in the Yamuna. It was very early in the morning, and it stated that that time it was Dwadasi, and it was like a little inauspicious at that time, see. And when he was taking his bath, a servant of Varuna grabbed him and took him to the abode of Varuna. When Krishna heard of this, he immediately went to the abode of Varuna, and Varuna, knowing well the Lord and his pastime, He apologized to the Lord and released Nanda Maharaj. In this pastime also, Nanda Maharaj was very much overtaken by the awe and reverence that Varuna gave to Krishna. See, because he couldn't understand. He thought Varuna is a big, powerful demigod. But here, Varuna is apologizing to Krishna and showing remorse. See? And then, there was another time they were spending a night on the bank of the Saraswati. See? And while they were resting that night, a huge python came and swallowed Nanda Maharaj. Immediately again they shouted for Krishna. And he just touched the snake with his leg and immediately the snake gave up that huge gigantic body and assumed the body of a demigod. And then he explained that that in his past life he was a Gandharva called Vidyadhara. And when he was passing, he saw the Rishi Angira Rishi. A lot of these sages sometimes, because of discard for the body and stuff, they would grow a lot of beard and moustache and being the son and so on. So they're kind of unkept like. See, they're unkept. So he was kind of like looking very ugly. See? And so this Gandharva was laughing at him. And then he caused him to become a serpent. But then the Gandharva explaining to Lord, he says that it was a blessing in one sense because he was able to be touched by the lotus feet of the Lord. See? And he was able to give up his material attachments and so forth. See? So all these, so by the grace of Krishna, Nanda Maharaj was released of all these difficulties. And so the last point I'd like to speak about is Lord Krishna. See, Lord Krishna dwelling among the cows and the cowherd men. See, and he purposely took birth within the cowherd society to exemplify within the world the importance of cow protection. The highest planet within the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan, see, Goloka, it's called the planet of the cows. The cows reside there in harmony, along with the Lord. And he always relished their association. See? And so the Lord came on the earthly planet also to exemplify in the protection of the cows. See? And we know the pastimes. He would daily go out and take the cows with the cowherd boys, and then he would relish the cow association. The cow would be so happy with him. When he'd blow his flute and call their names, they would all come running towards him. They would shower so much milk, it's stated that they would inundate the pasturing ground with their milk, see, and there was so much harmony. And then of course the cows will give so much milk that they would make yogurt and ghee and butter and so many other preparations, see. And and of course, with the dung of the cow, they use it as fuel. The urine of the cow was used for medicine. See, so the cow is all auspicious and revered by the Lord and the cowherd men, cowherd women, cowherd boys, the cowherd girls. See, They all take pride in protecting the cows. And 5,000 years has passed, and unfortunately, this concept has waned tremendously within the world. Of course, we can still give great thanks to Bharat Varsha, and even the surrounding countries like Nepal, Bhutan, Burma, Cambodia, all these places, they are still conscious of cow protection to a great degree. But especially in India and Nepal and Bhutan, cows are protected. In fact, this Saturday, I was not prepared to speak about cow protection because I've spoken about it so many times. But this Saturday, I was telling one guy, I said, if you're eating meat, I mean, if you can stop eating the cow, that would be so beneficial, so good. And he was surprised. And he said, is that true and what's going on? I said, like in Nepal, if they caught you killing a cow, they hang you. You know? But I think it's you get a jail sentence for that, you see. And even some parts in India. So he was really surprised, you know. And then but I caution him like that. So the other day we were talking about Bharat Varsha and Hinduism and so forth, and I know I said that the people are somewhat confused, but I should clarify that point, that it's not all the people there. I mean, some of them are infected with the Mayavadi philosophies and the demigod worshippers and so forth. But yet there's a lot of wonderful devotees there, and there are lots of people are worshiping Krishna and so forth, and so we cannot lump all of them as being being confused here, you see. So I want to apologize on that point, really, you know. I was frustrated because this Saturday also I was preaching to this person for a long time, and then suddenly he came and told me he's God and I'm God. You know, I really felt frustrated. And then also we were doing a preaching program in Fort Lauderdale, and while Keisha was preaching, this guy came easy to me and says he doesn't have the full realization. When he gets the full realization, really, he would realize that I am God and you are God and all of us are God. You know, he came easily, and you know, I was so, you know, upset really. I mean, I couldn't understand, you know. But I like to clarify the point that not all the people are confused about this point. It's just those that take up the Mayavadi philosophy. And it reminds me of Lord Chaitanya himself was speaking to Sarva Bhauma Bhattacharya, and he was speaking his Mayavadi philosophy. Then Lord Chaitanya listened, and then at the end he says, the one that is the source of all forms, source of all forms, how can he be devoid of form? See? And he defeated Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and made him a great devotee. See? And so even we, or even those that have this Mayavadi concept, if they can understand this and take what the Lord himself says, you know, I can be understood as I am in this form, this personal form, by unalloyed devotional service. Bhakta Mama Bijanati. You see? Mataparatana Nev Kinsida Siddha Nanjaya. There is no truth superior to me. You know? And also, of course, if you can understand the Lord in his three aspects as Bhagavan and Paramatma and Brahman, then we will get a true picture or a a complete picture of the Lord and His manifestations. See? And we'll not be so confused. So coming to the point that before I go to that, our need to try to implement this process of cow protection. And Bhishma, when he was speaking to Yudhishthira, he says, "Oh Yudhishthira, one who sells a cow for slaughter, who kills a cow, who eats it, all have to stay in hell for as many years that are on the cow's body." See? So we could just imagine that that's a serious statement here. And then Yudhishthira, someone posed a question to Yudhishthira, "What's nectar on earth?" I don't remember if it was Yamaraj or Nahusha or Bhishma, but somebody had questioned Yudhishthira, and Yudhishthira said that that substance from the cow called milk, that is nectar on earth. That is our nectar. See? And if one takes milk alone, he can be nourished. You know, it has all vitamins and minerals and food substances and so forth. See? So, finally, we should try to come to the awareness of cow protection. And by our preaching, conscientiously, we can bring awareness to the world. See, we can bring awareness to the world, whereby cow slaughter can be mitigated, at least for this 10,000 years. And we can help definitely transform the consciousness and the karmic reaction. Srila Prabhupada says for the killing of the cows, there'd be so much war and pestilence. So much war and pestilence. And before I close, I'll give a little pastime with cow protection. See, just maybe to fire you up forever. When I had went in the temple in Guyana, later on I took some cows into the temple. And the first week, some poachers stole three of the cows. I took like 15 minutes. The first week they stole three of the cows. The second week they stole two more. So we were frustrated. We built a hut over the cow paddock. We built a hut and we said, like a little guard hut. And we said, we're going to protect these cows. So myself and some other devotees went there and we were sleeping. And we were trying to stay awake to protect the cows. And we'll stay until like 1, 2 o'clock and then we'd fall asleep. And it happened that this day, we stayed like until 2 and then 2 or 3 and then we fell asleep. And when we woke up, one of our best cows was gone. Just from under, the cow hut was like 10 feet from the paddock. And these guys stole that cow from, you could say, under our nose. So I was frustrated. So many cows gone. So the villagers said that there was one guy that acting suspicious. We didn't have any proof or anything. And I was frustrated. But, you know, we told the police and they didn't do anything. So I made a big sign. Wanted dead or alive, the cow thief Kubri, and I posted it in the village. You know, and it worked. That guy escaped from the village. He left and he went away far to live. You know, and you know, we can tell because he was guilty, you know, he really escaped. And then within a year he killed himself. I think he hung himself or something. And he revealed to other people that he did it, you know. He stole like five of the cows. And then he would slaughter them and sell them to butchers or whatever. See? And for some time I was really, I was a little, you know, scared about this cow protection business, you know, especially undertaking, we went through so many difficulties, really. And but I seen over and over, sometimes the pop would come back to me, really, where I have to speak, and I felt that definitely we you know, we have to take up this seriously. So I'll stop here if there's any comment, question or correction or realization. Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.